Butler looking to get close side of Font. Lafondra away from Davis. 3-1 Reading. 3 points Reading.
Hello and welcome to the Empire Rolls podcast supported by Blue Collar Street Food. Well, it's definitely not an upbeat one today. The EFL have decided that they're going to deduct more points off us, as they do, because not paying the HMRC is such a sporting advantage. We have gained so much from it. I've been joined by Mr. Scoop himself, James Earnshaw from the Reading Chronicle, who broke this news exclusively this morning.
Hello, Paul. Sorry for raining on everybody's parade. It's not nice to break news like this, but it's kind of what we expected.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, it's not your fault, but we could blame you, James. But unfortunately, we all know it's got absolutely nothing to do with you. We all know it's down to Di Young. And I'm going to say the EFL, though their backstabbing behaviour. But tell us more about actually how it came out, James, in more details, and how the EFL have basically said one thing publicly and then did another privately.
Yeah, so it's been an interesting day. Obviously, so it all kind of came to head this morning. I think it turns out the EFL have been pushing for a 4-point deduction, despite, constantly going on about how they're going to now go after Di, because it's pointless going after the club when it's nothing to do with the club. But here we are. They were pushing for a 4-point deduction. And thankfully, the independent panel have, realised that 4 might have been a bit harsh. But also disqualifying him was harsh, or more the uncertainty around disqualifying him. So they settled on 2 points and then another 2 if we do any more misdemeanors between now and the end of the season. So the countdown is on between now and the end of April.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be quite honest. As I said earlier on in other podcasts, I've probably said it multiple times, is I think that if we had a points deduction that was 3 points or less, I still think we'll stay up. I still believe that, but what my problem here is the way the EFL have behaved around this subject. They've been saying how they're going to support the club, how they're going to just sanction. Their main focus is going to be on sanctioning the owner, Di Young, technically still is the owner, obviously. Mm. But what they've done is completely the opposite. I mean, I understand completely they've got all their other members to look after. I respect that, but there has to be a tipping point when you have to think the punishments you're giving out, who's it deterring? It's not going to deter him because he doesn't care.
Yeah, well, to be honest, though, I do have a level of sympathy for the EFL, because let's face it, in our situation, what can you do? There is nothing. He hasn't paid any fines since September. The fines just keep building up and building up and building up, and he can't pay them or won't pay them. And then it doesn't really interest him at all what happens on the pitch either, even though it should do, because it will diminish the price that he can eventually sell the club for. As others have alluded to, when the sort of value is so minuscule in what should be your wealth, if he actually has that wealth or has access to that wealth, supposedly, then there is no real, if you don't want to pay it, then it's a drop in the ocean, isn't it, really? So it is a rock and a hard place, but it does feel a bit like kicking us while we're down, because HMRC isn't anything to do with anything, of our doing. It's not like the FFP ones where we had a better team, or supposedly should have had a better team because of it. This one's not given us anything, benefit wise. It's just that one man has decided to not pay it and pay other things first. I think he even put in one of his letters that he didn't feel it was as immediate a danger paying HMRC as the wages, which I don't think the panel or the EFL liked very much in their responses. We're running out of words for it, really, aren't we? The man doesn't give a monkeys, and we're the ones in the middle that are suffering for it because of it.
Yeah, I mean, that brings me nicely on to one of the questions that's been sent in. What planet are the EFL? This only hurts the staff, the players and the fans. All their good intent expressed after the pitch invasion proven to be baseless. Shame on them. I mean, the thing about the pitch invasion, how it didn't get a points deduction, because there was no precedent for it. There was also the one at Blackpool when they didn't give any points deductions as well. So they couldn't do it in that scenario. I mean, I think we all realised we were going to get a deduction. Mm. I don't think that's the issue for me. I think it's the fact that it's the private face and it's the public face. That's where it sits badly for me, James. I mean, What do you think on that? I mean, you probably were expecting a points deduction of some type.
Yeah, I think we all were. Let's face it, we had this was the one thing hanging over us, and we kind of knew if we could have somehow got through this unscathed, then we would have been all right. Obviously, we haven't. And 2 points isn't the end of the world. It's now down to the players to dust themselves down and kind of keep going. You know, they're still just above the dotted line, even though it could all change with games in hand. I mean, it's so hard to judge where we really are, isn't it? With all these games in hand, we could be 3 or 4 points adrift inside the relegation zone, and we could be above it if they lose the next 3 or 4 games. And it's not until the middle of April we'll probably find out when all these games have been played. So it's still a bit in limbo, but all we can do is win our games and keep going about. But yeah, I agree where the frustration with the EFL has come, and that they've said that the individuals have gone on the radio shows, gone on the meetings, and they've said that that there's no point punishing the club, and that it needs to be directed at the man who's to blame. And then also sort of pushing hard for as heavy a punishment as you can get sort of on the team. But I guess they'll have their reasons, they'll have their explanations. And, I guess there are 23 other League One clubs that would quite certainly at least 7 or 8 clubs that would love us to get points deducted at this stage of the season.
Yeah, definitely. And I understand their position. They're going to be happy about this ultimately. They won't say that. And I get that. That's how football works, isn't it, for them? To give some balance to this, Sam Richards has sent out, struggling to understand the outrage on this occasion. Anyone that's followed our situation with any interest would have known this was a real possibility. Yep, as we've covered. 2 points still gives us more than a fighting chance to stay up. I mean, there's a lot to agree with there, isn't there, James?
Yeah, definitely. I think this squad's more than capable of staying up. I've said it to others. I'm more confident that this group will be able to keep us up than the group we had last year that were hit with a, albeit a bigger points deduction and later on in the season. But sort of the mentality of that squad, I think this group are more willing to battle for each other, and I think they're more likely to get out the other side of it. We need to win Saturday, really, just to reset the minds and just to kind of stop the fear that goes on with every passing game that, oh God, what if we don't win again? A bit like last season where, it went on and went on and we just couldn't break that hoodoo of getting that win after the deduction. We need it as soon as possible. Get everybody's sort of head and feet back on the ground and back onto to the action. So yeah, I totally agree with that guy, but obviously anything deduction-wise leaves a bit of taste in the mouth.
Well, yeah, another one here from Chris Smith here. Considering how frequently he hasn't been paying tax, you fear those suspended additional 2 points could very easily come into play. Carlisle, Wickham and Cambridge games pretty much must wins that. I mean, every game is a must win now against teams around us. Derby one, obviously, was going to be a really tough one. How do we kind of, oh, this is a tough question here, James, incoming, so brace yourself. I would set off a klaxon if I could. Do you think we've got funds that will see us until the end of March?
End of March? Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what January was for. I think was to recoup as much cash as we could get our hands on to keep the keep the bad people at bay, pay our way. We've had no issues with paying HMRC since November, and we've had no issues in paying wages since December, so the last 3 or 4 months we've been, touch wood, we've been all right. Obviously payday's coming up pretty soon for staff at the club, so that's obviously the next hurdle to have to try and get over. I'm sat here right now and I'm feeling all right. I don't think we should get another deduction between now and the end of the season. Obviously a lot can change, but that's where I'm going to stick my head and stick my money above the parapet.
That is bold.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, hopefully you're absolutely right, and I think that actually was what January was all about. Here's someone who I think sums it up nicely here. Alison Billing: we can still hope that Ruben and the players can overcome another setback and somehow scramble enough points to keep us up. But frankly, it's hard work to turn up and back the boys when the setbacks just keep coming. Supporting a football team shouldn't cause this much pain. Summed it up there, Alison. Mm. And also, when you go to a game now and we win or we pick up any kind of points, your first thought is, well, is that going to be countered by any deduction, James? And that's a really harsh way for us to live, because this isn't like you know, one season. We're now in our third season of this.
Yeah, that's 6 points now in each of the last three seasons that we've had deducted. I mean, it really is. If you don't laugh, you'll cry. It really is that kind of situation. You know, and the players, it's going to be even worse because they're the ones that are, you know, putting in their blood and sweat and mud and tears on, you know, on the game. We sit and have a beer and, you know, we think about it nonstop all day, every day. But, you know, I guess it's like a house builder building a house all the way through the winter and then having a massive, you know, bowling ball come and demolish it all right in front of their very eyes. It's, you know, you must lack the motivation to want to build another house if it's going to get knocked over again the very next day. You know, but I guess we just got to do what we keep on doing. You know, this squad have shown they've had great resilience and they've come through a hell of a lot stronger, tougher situations than a 2-point deduction. They're good enough to stay up. It's just whether they can shake it out of their heads mentally and get on. You know, a win on Saturday would be huge. I think it probably is now a must win, because even if it's winning a must win, it's virtually only worth a draw compared to what it would have been on, you know, in previous weeks. We just got to enjoy every week, every game for what it is. Go with your mates, go with your family, have a laugh, have a drink, have a cry and a giggle, and try and enjoy your Saturdays and your Tuesdays as much as you can and see where we are come what may.
That sounds like us on Saturday night, James, to be honest.
Yeah.
That was an enjoyable evening. So here's one more question here from Shards. Absolutely appalling from the EFL. This harms the innocent team and the fans, has no effect on the owner. The guilty party also makes a sale less likely. Totally counterproductive from the utter morons. I don't know on the sale. I don't know how it's going to affect that. That would just be speculation. Logically, when you think about it, you think possibly that might be the case, but we don't know. And until that comes through, we just got to hope that the team somehow managed to stay up, because if we do go into League Two, I don't know which kind of owner we're going to get, James, because that is such a long way from which every owner comes into to get into the Premier League, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, if we were going to League Two, I'm not sure what kind of guys the club would be in. You know, before the season were to even start, the EFL would need, you know, would want sufficient proof that we have the funds to, you know, to at least complete the season, you know, before anyone goes into the new campaign. And if it still dies, he going to want to have another year of the EFL aren't want to have another year of what they've had this year. He's going to have even less sort of, you know, motivation to fund a League Two club. So, you know, it sounds dramatic and I don't want to pile the pressure on, but the players here are probably playing for the future of the football club as we know it. And it sounds dramatic and it sounds a bit over the top, but it's probably true. If we was going to League Two, I think you would struggle to see the club coming out on the other side. But just with the overheads and just the way the club is set up financially, we're struggling to be set up financially viably as a League One club. Never mind if you drop down as a League Two.
I don't think you're being dramatic. I was out for a walk before I did this and I thought to myself, if we stay up this season, is it going to rank up there with the 106 season? And that is such a high level. But for me, I'm now feeling that actually it's going to be amongst that kind of conversation, isn't it? Because obviously it's very, very different. But for Ruben to keep this team up and the players, obviously, and the staff and everyone involved at the club, I think it would be miraculous, really.
It has to be. This has to be one of the biggest stories for a club. If we do manage to stay up, you know, Ruben's got to be in the conversation for manager of the month, especially the way it started, and to turn it around, to go from, what, 13 points adrift at one stage of the season to then being 7 or 8 points clear to now being right back to 2 with games in hand. I mean, it's been the worst roller coaster we could ever possibly imagine. And we knew this season was going to be tough when we came into it. We weren't under any illusions. We must have been one of the few clubs to have come down and not been amongst the favourites to go straight back up again from League One. And all the fans knew that. But I don't think we knew just how horrible this ride would be. But it has given us plenty of peaks. And hopefully there's still plenty to come, because, you know, it's going to be a nervy ride for the final 11 games. But I'm kind of looking forward to it. You know, sod it. It's us against the world. Reading against literally everybody else, which is how we've always liked it.
That's the way we like it. Like it. Yeah, so I won't sing. No, don't worry. This is not the right one, Paul. Don't do that. So, yeah, I agree. It is us against everyone. And I've got to say, our support over the last few months and in the last few years, whatever it is, has just been absolutely fantastic. Even on Saturday when we were 2-0 down, they kept on singing. It just really remarkable after what we've been through. I don't give a damn what other teams think about us, how many fans we have. The ones that are going are amazing. They really are. And the fact that we've got so many going to Carlisle as well, and I know it's because some of them are going because they haven't been to Carlisle before. I get that. But still, that is a hell of a long journey. And we are not in a good place. And was it two away wins in the last 18 months or something? I mean, you're not guaranteed a win, lads or women, whoever's going. It's definitely not tied on, is it, James?
No, but it will be a momentous feeling, you know, should it. I don't want to let myself think about that too far. There's too much to happen in between now and Saturday night. But, you know, it's a must win, really. There's no way about it. It was probably a must not lose leaving the game on Saturday. It's now definitely probably a must win. They've won four games all season. You know, we spanked them 5-1 at home in the least convincing 5-1 win I've ever seen. But, you know, you got to take it. You know, they're, 14 points adrift, I think, at the bottom, which kind of snuck up on me. I didn't quite realise they were that
far. Well, 2 points closer to us than they were earlier.
So, yeah, okay, yeah. But we're still not just on the edge. You've got good old Charlton in between for now. And they go to Derby tonight. So, you know, if we thought we were in for a nice, quiet end to the season, as with Reading, it's never straightforward. But yeah, hopefully it convinces, you know, those end of season games, more packed out away ends, you know, another good 1,500 or so to Barnsley, hopefully, like we had a couple of years ago in the Championship. Got Derby coming up. You know, Bristol Rovers should be another sellout. I think they're selling pretty well so far and they only went on sale today. You know, and pack out the Medeski. You know, the atmosphere's been improving, but there's still, you know, half the stadium worth of seats that we can fill. So let's, you know, get people in there, get them supporting the players and the manager, as everybody has been for the last however long, and, you know, see where we are come what may. But it's the helplessness that's the concern. Obviously, there's nothing that we can do about it. We just got to go and with blind faith and hope and kiss our asses and see where we are.
Kiss our asses.
Kiss our asses goodbye.
Oh, dear. Sorry for if you listen to this. You have to laugh because otherwise you go crazy supporting this team. So if you do enjoy, you know, our efforts, I know this has not been a nice one to listen to. I understand that completely. Give us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. And thanks a lot for listening. We will be back with a preview with James later in the week. Thank you.